vehicle from the Ides of March, 10 this week in the Caroline Countdown of Sound. Now, if you live in these Labour marginal constituencies, these are Luton, Faversham, South Bedford, Dover, Gravesend, Reading, Watford, Epping, Eton, Croydon South, Harrow East, Chelmsford, Uxbridge, Brentford, Hornchurch, Lewisham West, Ealing North, Walthamstow East, Norwood, Ilford South, Lewisham North, Putney, Woolwich West, Bedford, Brighton, Kempton, Billericay North and Billericay South, Portsmouth West, Rochford, Birmingham, Oxford and Southampton East. Please telephone this number. It's 01-629-8606. Once again, that's 01-629-8606 if you live in a Labour marginal constituency. Coming up to 3 minutes before 2 o'clock, and time for the news with Carl Mitchell, Caroline Newsbeat time. This is the Alan West programme, and taking us up to news, Rolling Stones from their album Let It Bleed, Gimme Shelter. More music the other side of the news. See you then.
Caroline International, broadcasting from 51 degrees, 42 minutes, 30 seconds north, 1 degree, 17 minutes east on 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and in FM channel 43, 100 megacycles. The mailing address of Radio Caroline is PO Box 113, Zurich 8047 in Switzerland. On the air from 5:30 a.m. until 2 a.m. every day, Europe's only all-day music station, this is Radio Caroline International.
I'll make her mine.
Now the right time from Bulova is exactly 2 o'clock. Bulova, who invented Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. This is Radio Caroline Newsbeat. 2 o'clock, June the 14th, 1970. First, the headlines. Heath comments on Powell's speech. Amman, now quiet. West Germany appeals to Brazil. Ceylon government to recognize North Vietnam. and Le Mans race in the final hours. And now the news. Heath comments on Powell. Edward Heath, Conservative Party leader, has put out a statement on Enoch Powell's speech in Birmingham last night. Mr. Heath said that the party draws support from all countries and all walks of life. He stressed that the Conservative Party stands, as they always have, for national unity. He declared that the purpose of the next Conservative government will be to safeguard the unity of the nation through honest government and sound policy. Oman. After an all-night shutdown of worldwide telecommunications, service has once again been restored in Oman. All is reported quiet this morning in the Jordanian capital. All troops and guerrillas have now been forbidden to carry arms, according to a joint communique from the opposing sides in recent fighting throughout the country. From Gatwick, the first 12 Britons being evacuated from Jordan arrived at Heathrow Airport last night. All of the evacuees were those held as hostages in a hotel in Oman through last week. More than 90 evacuees are expected to arrive in Britain this afternoon. From Ceylon, the government of Ceylon, elected 2 weeks ago, will recognize North Vietnam, North Korea, the Viet Cong Provisional Revolutionary Government, and East Germany. At the same time, the Ceylon government has suspended relationships with Israel. They intend to proclaim themselves as an independent republic and terminate their allegiance to the Queen. All industries will be nationalized, which include 5 British. From the Gallup poll, the Sunday Telegraph this morning quoted the Gallup poll gives a reduced lead for the Labour Party of 2.5%. This is 3.5% lower than in the last poll last weekend. This poll appears to be in line with Conservative returns from key marginal constituencies held by Labour. And from West Germany, the West German Foreign Minister, Walter Scheel, has appealed to the Brazilian authorities to avoid any last-minute difficulties to hold up the release of the kidnapped ambassador. He will be handed over for the release of 40 political prisoners. Finally, from Le Mans, a French course official died early today in a crash at the 24-hour Le Mans Grand Prix. The accident involved a Ferrari driven by Belgian Jacques Ix, which spun off the road on a bend, burst into flames and struck a grass bank. Ix was unhurt. Porsches are now holding the first 4 places. 25 of the 51 starters are still in the race, due to end in 2 hours. Finally, Caroline Weather Survey. It will be dry, warm, and sunny in most areas of the country this afternoon, but the East Coast will be mainly cloudy and temperatures below normal. There is rain expected for Devon and Cornwall. And the outlook for the next 2 days? Dry, warm, and sunny. That was Caroline Newsbeat from your Freedom Station, Radio Caroline International. Next news at 3 o'clock. This is Carl Mitchell reporting.
Baby, baby.
songs and Out of This World from the year 1966 and Radio Caroline Flashback. Sam, thank you very much, Roger Tricky Day, telling me what year it was. Oh dear, things are all falling apart this afternoon because it's a very sort of exacting type of day, and lots of very exciting things happening out here, such as introducing news services and special things coming up later on this afternoon about 3 o'clock, and you should be well on your way by now to the Speaker's Corner, Marble Arch in London, and I hope there's going to be a lot of you turn up. So if you're still sort of umming and ahhing about whether to go, well, if you want Caroline to continue, just get your hat and coat on and go. Thank you very much, Carl Mitchell, for reading the news. More news at 3 o'clock, and by the way, an addendum to the addendum to the World Cup thing. We'll be bringing you the results as they come in tonight on Radio Caroline International. Welcome to the third and final hour of the Alan West program. Here's Fleetwood Mac.
Now, when the day goes to sleep, black as the darkness cooks, but you come creeping around, making me do things I don't want to do. Can't believe that you need my love so. Things I don't.